Guys, what's happening? Welcome to the 5-Minute Sports Podcast, where I, Karan Thabrani, give you the top sports stories of the day. The bulk of the sporting action was from cricket and football, but before beginning with that, just a bit earlier today was the draft league of the 5-Minute Sports Podcast. So it was a 10-person league with a head-to-head format and a 60-second pick time. So here is my team. In goal, I have Fraser Foster and Tom Heaton. My defenders are Kieran Trippier, Eric Bailly, Kurt Zouma, Christian Fuchs, Victor Moses. The midfield has Kevin De Bruyne, which is also my first pick, Henrik Mkhitaryan, Manuel Lanzini, Loftus-Cheek and Etienne Capoue. And finally, moving to the forwards, I brought in new signing Kelechi Iheanacho, Roberto Firmino and Jay Rodriguez. Not too bad, is it? Anyways, moving on to the sports action, let's start off with cricket. I was watching a bit of the CPL today and I was glad to see that it was being held in Florida. But then I heard the cheerleaders saying home run for the Sixers. And then there was an interview a while later in between during the drinks break, where the police called runs as points. So all that was a bit disappointing. Cricket still has a long way to go in North America. So far, there's been 4 matches in the CPL, the Caribbean Premier League, and it's really surprising to see the low scores. In today's match, around 130 was defended. I don't remember the team names. I think it was Guyana Patriots and Amazon Warriors. Yeah. Gale's team batted first, who also had Hassan Ali and Craig Brathwaite among a few others. Gale made half the score and batted the entire innings, ended up on 66 not out. Hassan Ali bowled well throughout as usual, so did Mohammad Nabi. Carlos Brathwaite was expensive throughout, 3 overs 38 runs, and the Warriors needed 8 to win the final over. And Brathwaite was given the ball by Gale. And guess what? The Patriots won by 4 runs. Unbelievable stuff. Another incident that I will remember for a long time was a catch on the boundary. I think it's the best catch I've seen in cricket. So this fielder called Allen, who was a substitute fielder, the ball came really fast at him. It was Jason Mohammed who was the batsman, and he moved about 10 yards to his left and dived full length, and the ball just stuck onto his left hand. I don't think I'm ever going to see a better catch than that. Moving on to the other cricket matches, it was day 3 of England vs South Africa, and at stumps, England ended on 224 for 8. The game ended a couple of hours early due to bad weather, and England now have a lead of 360 runs. The top order collapsed yet again, and Keaton Jennings had another low score. So I don't think he's going to be in the side for long anymore. Joe Root was the top scorer with 49. It was Moeen Ali who was the top scorer actually. 67 not out of 59. England should bat for a few overs tomorrow and then declare, because 360 is also a good score. So it's like they can declare right away if they want to. In the other game, which was between Sri Lanka and India, India won by an innings and 53 runs. India's first innings score was 622 for 9. And again, it was such a huge score that all Sri Lanka could do was to draw the game. Credit to Sri Lanka in the second innings though. Demuth Kanuratne and Kusal Mendes both got centuries, and they both scored 141 and 110 respectively. But Sri Lankan cricket still has a long way to go if they have to get back anywhere near to what they were a few years back, when Jayasurya, Sangakkara, Attapattu, Jayawardene, Jaminda Vaas, and all the other legends were then in Sri Lanka. It is a bit disappointing to see how much Sri Lankan cricket has fallen over the last few years. Anyways, moving on to football, it was the Community Shield match today between Arsenal and Chelsea, and Arsenal ended up winning on penalties. Arsenal started the game strongly, testing Courtois quite a lot, then Chelsea got into the game, but they didn't really look like threatening Czech until suddenly at the start of the second half, Victor Moses out of nowhere scored for Chelsea. Then Arsenal started piling on the pressure yet again, but still it was to no avail. Then Pedro got a red card for a challenge which I don't think really looked like a red. But just a minute later, Kolasinac, who came on as a substitute earlier for Mertesacker, scored for Arsenal. And from there, it went to full time, which ended 1-1, and then Arsenal of course won penalties. Arsenal scored all their penalties, and for Chelsea it was Courtois and Morata who missed their penalties. Looking at Chelsea's performance today, they certainly need to play a lot better than this if they have to come anywhere close to defending their title. They looked lost today out there without Costa and Hazard. Of course, Costa is history now, and Hazard, I guess he's going to be back in 3 or 4 weeks. Moving on to the football transfers, Wesley Sneijder has signed as a free agent for Nice. Then what else do we have? Nothing else, just rumors. Okay, Jermaine Lenz has been signed by Besiktas from Sunderland, and Besiktas have come up with another amazing video to announce the signing of Lenz, just like a few other clubs on Twitter. Okay, I don't think there's any other transfer news for today. That's all that's there for today, guys. Thanks for tuning in and see you all tomorrow. Yalla, bye.